Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come before you to glean from the truth that makes us free. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today is going to be a special broadcast. We're going to be talking about the upcoming conference that's being held at the Holiday Inn Express on September 29th and the 30th. Friday night on the 29th, it's from 6 to 9, and Saturday is from 9 to 6. I'm just going to be talking to you about what's to be expected, the topics, and the speakers. I think if you have a little bit of information, you'll make a better choice whether you want to attend or not. So the first thing we're going to do is on Friday night, we're going to have a time of signing in, getting the first 100 people a tote bag. We're going to be giving away at least 35 to 40 door prizes. Many of the items will be given away are books and materials from the speakers, along with great treasures and some artist work. One of the speakers we're going to be talking about in a moment, we have three prints he's going to be signing that he painted, and we printed them out for you to have a copy of. They are absolutely beautiful. Okay, so Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30 is continental breakfast. You got to sign in, have a little bit to eat, and be prepared to receive what the Lord has for you that day. All right, so the first person I want to introduce to you is Pastor Jim Nave. He is the pastor of the Fiddletown Community Church. This is the church where I attend, and I'm also on the worship team there. It's been a great adventure there. He is a new pastor. He's been there for about a year now, but the church is over 100 years old. It's a great little church. Reminds me of the Little House on the Prairie, where they ring a bell. Well, that's what we do. We ring a bell at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we begin services. That's pretty cool. It's the only church in town, so if you want a church to visit, come on by. It starts at 10 a.m. in the morning every Sunday. Since I go there, I've been really enjoying being a part of that church. And one of the things we're going to be doing with that church is having a shopping spree event. It's called Help for the Holidays. It's on December 15th. It's a Friday. We're going to be setting the church up like a department store. It's going to have every type of item you can imagine, along with shopping for gifts. While you're shopping, we're going to be doing door prize drawings. Four bicycles, one an hour, are going to be given away. Brand new bicycles, along with many other gifts and surprises. So make sure you come by. We'll have refreshments, drinks, music going on. It's going to be a very festive time. It's for people who have a need during the holidays. So come on by. We're not going to be checking any income slips or anything like that. You know who you are. If you want help, you come on by. All right, so that's what we're going to be doing December 15th. But let's move on with this conference. So Pastor Jim is going to be speaking on Friday night with myself. We're going to be discussing relationships. We're setting the stage to receive on Saturday, because on Friday night, we're going to be preparing you, and we prepare you and position you by talking about this particular topic, relationships restored, because most of our issues come from troubled relationships, correct? So let's get those straightened out, and that's what we're going to do Friday night. And then Saturday, we're going to have the other speakers. One of the speakers is Pastor Casper McLeod. He's the pastor of the Upper Room Fellowship in Canton, Georgia. He's the author of What Was I Thinking? Both he and I wrote that book together, and we're going to be sharing that book at the conference. Now, in conferences past, I've given out a free copy of that book, but the last year or two, we re-released it, along with a workbook. And so we'll have those there at the conference. So you want to pick that up. It's how your mind works, how your body responds to thought, and how your health is restored because of what you're thinking. It's not a mind over matter. It's not what you can do outside of the Holy Spirit. It's in cooperation with God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ that we're able to get restored and healed in our lives. Now, this is a healing conference. It's not about only laying hands on people, which we will do, but we're going to be talking about the truth that makes you free. So you can actually sit in your chair, not even have anybody pray for you, and you can get healed. Wouldn't that be great? Pastor is also a minister of healing. He has seen many people be healed of various diseases and issues. In this ministry, we have seen people who couldn't have children or start having children. There's a woman, I love her. She calls me from time to time. She's got a little 5-year-old girl now. She couldn't get pregnant. We got together and ministered to her, and she got pregnant. So God is answering prayer today. Cass was able to speak to somebody here recently himself. He was just flying somewhere and was speaking to somebody sitting next to him who was not a believer. Within 5 or 10 minutes, the guy got saved, he got healed, and his wife got healed. That's what you can expect when you come to this conference. Now, it's not us doing it. It's between you and the Lord. But come and we'll usher you into the presence so that you can receive what you need. Now, he's also a musician, which he's going to be leading our worship. He's a minister. He's an artiste. We actually have 3 of his paintings printed where he's going to sign so that you can have them as door prizes. He's written many songs. He started back in the 80s and he produced records and albums and all kinds of things. He's going to have a lot of his material there. He's also a radio host and a television host. So he's done a lot of traveling all over the world ministering to people. We've seen a lot of stuff happen in his life. I've known him for 17 years. We've been connected with each other. We pray for one another. We're honest with each other. We're able to enjoy each other's company. And so he's going to be a real treat to have at the conference. Okay, now we have Joycey Reynolds. She lives in Pine Grove, California. She's a founder and president of 414 Ministry and author of My Blind Date with God. She's going to be sharing her testimony on how the Lord met her. And so you got to come and listen to her story. It's going to be awesome. She's also the chief financial officer of our ministry. Then we have Minister Lisa Vose. She's a chaplain's assistant, a Bible study teacher, and is the president and founder of Gold Country Pantry. It's a networking services with needy families. She's also an advisor on our board. So she's a real big, intricate part of this ministry. And she's blind. She was blinded at age 14 from an accident. And I believe she's going to be sharing her story with you as well. And she's going to teach you how to walk by faith, not by sight. I think she's the perfect person to teach on that. She makes you laugh and cry and all kinds of things. So come on by and listen to her. She'll be on Saturday. And then we have Minister Carol Love, president and founder of Blackuw, B-L-A-C-K-U-W, which means Busy Ladies Achieving Christ's Knowledge, Understanding, and Wisdom. She also has a program on YouTube called The Bible Talk Show. She actually has done over 500 Bible studies with individuals, not in a group setting, but one-on-one, over the phone, in person, and she conducts these great Bible studies. She's a true teacher of the Word. She just really shares with you the truth that makes you free. So with all these individuals, including myself, you don't want to miss it. You're going to be really blown away and excited by what we have to offer for you. Because not only are we going to be sharing the word in spirit, we're going to actually be giving you sustenance because we want to also feed your flesh. We're going to have continental breakfast. We're going to have door prizes and gifts and things that you're going to be able to grab a hold of, along with you're going to be able to grab a hold of with your heart. So it's a full healing conference. Now, some of the topics are restoring relationships, because healing begins there. Learn to receive God's perfect love without conditions. Breaking old mindsets into kingdom mindsets by taking your thoughts captive. Learn to forgive from your heart that removes painful memories from traumas, abandonments, and rejections, and more. Identifying blocks to walk fearlessly with practical application. One thing about these conferences is you just don't come and sit. You come and participate. The Bible says we are to participate in our sanctification process. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have you participate. And so that's going to be cool for you to participate in and be a part of your process. Learn to receive so you can give. See, we want to equip you to be able to learn how to minister to others as well. We're going to be giving you tools and resources to be able to go back to your home, churches, wherever you're going, and share what you have been given at this conference. We are to do that. We're to make disciples of all men. I'm not going to come into every person's house and teach this. I'm going to equip you to go out and teach this. Like Jesus sent the 12. Well, I want to send, I don't know, hundreds out from this conference. Now, the first 100 100 people will receive a tote. And so make sure you get there early enough to receive your free tote bag. So if you want to get more information, you can contact me at restoringyourlife.tv. That's our website. Or you can call me directly at 530-620-4641. No sign up is required, but if you do register, we give you a little extra opportunity to win more door prizes. So you don't have to call, you do not have to sign up, but if you do, we have a gift waiting for you. Come on by 6 o'clock p.m. September 29th and 9 o'clock a.m. on September 30th and receive all that God has for you. Well, we hope that you come by. Make sure you stop in and say hello to me. Even though I look like I'm running around busy, grab a hold of me. You're important to me. I would love to meet you face to face. Well, God bless you, and I pray that the Lord stir your heart up to attend this conference. In Jesus' name, amen.